Home instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
This week on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, I've come along to Home Instead in Ripley. And today is a very special day for Home Instead because it's their Taster Day 2019, where they're looking to recruit some new caregivers to join their team. Now, I'm joined by Lucy Widdup. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Ben.
Lucy, just talk us through the format of the day. We've had a few people come through the doors. They're in the waiting area now. They're waiting to start. Just tell me what's going to be happening today.
So it's a really exciting day today. There's going to be lots of activities, but the whole objective of this Taster Day is to introduce people to social care that maybe don't necessarily have experience, or they're looking to transfer sectors, and it's going to introduce them to Home Instead, so who we are as a company, our personal our values, and what you can expect by working with us. This job isn't rocket science. Being a caregiver isn't rocket science, but you do have to have certain values and attributes that we look for, so it's a very instant impact role, and we're kind of looking for certain people. It doesn't really matter too much about their experience, but we do need to know what kind of people they are and their personality and their traits, and that's what we're hoping to get out of this Taster Day today.
What sort of personality do you think would make a really good caregiver? What sort of person are you looking for today?
It's a really hard question, because if you look at our team as it is, we have so many people from so many different backgrounds, but they all believe in Home Instead. So we all do share a few common values. You know, we have to genuinely care for people. You know, as much as this job is a job, it's not necessarily a 9 to 5. You don't clock in, clock out, and you build relationships with clients.
The potential caregivers at Home Instead were treated to a number of activities and presentations to talk them through the ins and outs of the role, as well as a Q&A with Anne, a senior caregiver, who talked them through what they can expect from a typical day on the job.
I usually start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's going literally helping clients to get up, wash, dressed, give medication, prepare breakfast, do them a sandwich or something for lunch. And one of the ladies I go is literally just to sit and chat with her, have a cup of tea, and she just talks and talks.
So, do you have a favourite client?
I did have one. We don't have him anymore, but he was a right character, and I used to go every Tuesday and Wednesday. And I remember going this one tea time, and normally the door would be open, or he would come and open it for you. And then I heard the shot in, have you got a key? So I said, yes, just a minute. So I got the key out the key, so went to open the door. And he's going, are you there? And I'm shouting, yes, I'm here, where are you? He says, I'm down here on the floor. And he'd fallen on the floor. And he got himself wedged so he couldn't move. And I said, what are you doing down there? He said, well, I'm waiting for a bus.
Oh,
it was a right joker. So I said, right, have you hurt yourself? He said, no.
So you've been here quite a while.
I have.
What do you think makes a good caregiver, Anne? Obviously, everyone's different, and you know we've got varied caregivers. But what do you think we all have in common? What do you think?
I think you've got to have the caring attitude to be in a job like this. You've got to want to care for somebody. I don't think you could go into this kind of job just for the sake of having a job.
It's an emotional investment as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. You can get quite attached to some of your clients, and then you know if anything happens to them, then it could be quite emotional.
My name is Maureen. I've been a nurse all my life, retired last year, and was interested to find out what Home Instead was all about, really. I saw it advertised on Facebook, actually, but I do know somebody who I used to work with that already works for Home Instead, and I've been thinking about it for a while. It's just when I saw this Taster Day, I thought, I'll go along and see what it's all about. I have an active life. I've got dogs that I walk and friends I go out with, but there's just something missing, and I thought this might just fill it.
The Taster Day today, that we've had a range of presentations and activities and this sort of thing. What's been your favourite part of today's Taster Day?
Well, all of it's been informative. Interacting with the other people who are here, learning about it as well, and getting a good insight as to what's expected in the home of the clients, yeah. I mean, from what I've heard today, it sounds a very good organisation, a very caring organisation, and probably has the standards that I would have if I was looking after my own parents.
So we're a bit further on in our taster day today at Home Instead. And Lucy, we've had a few activities that I've been lucky enough to be involved in, the first of which was the sensory test. Now, just talk us through what we did in that sensory test and why you included that today on the taster day.
Okay, so the sensory test, everyone who is part of the taster day gets given a box, and in that box there are various things. Now, all the things that are in there, they emulate certain types of ailments. So it could be macular degeneration, it could be arthritis in their hands, it could be cataracts. And everyone that takes part has to kind of experience these and try and do simple everyday activities like writing a check. And it really gives you that experience of the everyday struggles that some of our clients experience. And that way, it kind of gives you that empathy. So you're understanding why someone might get frustrated or why someone might stop doing something that they really like. And it's just because the way that we age, our bodies change, and it gives you an insight into that.
And that brings us on to your empathy test, which puts yourself in the shoes of one of your caregivers in a scenario where they are with a client, they're with someone who needs care. Just talk us through what you gave to the ladies out there.
So it shows us how people can manage their time, because a lot of our calls are an hour long and there's lots to do. The test itself is actually putting yourself in the shoes of one of our caregivers and seeing what would be the best way to approach specific scenarios. It's in terms of delivering person-centered care, how would you approach a person first thing on a morning, or what would be the first thing you would do? And it's really just getting people to think about that, and I'm sure subconsciously it's going to equip them, should they become caregivers, to approach certain situations in a certain way.
Thank you to Lucy and the whole team at Home Instead for having me along to what was a highly successful taster day with some fantastic potential caregivers. If you want to get in touch with Home Instead or find out more about what kind of support they provide, head to www.homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.